Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, in Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, family, friends and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial, evangelistic service family members. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 364, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day. In chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history, in the present, and in the future. Glory be to God. Today we are reading 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 19 through 37. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I pray, we pray, Lord, in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, I praise you and I thank you for your love, grace, mercy, long-suffering, and loving-kindness towards such wretched people as we are. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions, many, and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon all of us. And Lord, I praise you and I thank you for salvation and spiritual blessings, family and life blessings, financial and material blessings, mental and physical blessings, protection and provision blessings. And Holy Father God, for Jesus Christ's sake, continue to have mercy and grace upon such wretched people as we are, and please, as your children, please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify afresh and anew this morning our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us, Lord, afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, our temperaments, that we would not sin against you. Throughout this day, help us to keep our hearts and minds stayed upon you. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirits of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat and Tobias that are still at work in the world and in the lives of people here and out there. Lord, I pray that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from our family and all other Christian families that name the name of Christ, and our ministry and all other churches and ministries around the world. Give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Cast out, Lord, the demonic sins that come from these demonic spirits of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Sins of treachery, sins of sabotage, sins of hindrance and betrayal and distraction. Pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, and witchcraft. And Lord, drive those demonic spirits and attitudes, Lord, away from us. Give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil throughout this day and throughout these services. And Lord, I do pray that you would deliver each and every one of us from temptation, evil, and sin. Throughout this day, grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Let your will be done, not ours. And Lord, we pray that you will help all of us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face, and turn from our wicked ways and to repent of our sins and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, heal those who are sick, comfort those who are grieving around the world, in this country, in our communities, in our churches, in our families, and in our own lives. Holy Father God, I cast all of my cares and burdens upon you. Help everybody else to do the same. Lord, I pray that you deliver us today from all distress and afflictions and cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems, and fears from our hearts and minds, souls, and spirits. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would deliver us today from all, if we are doing right by you and our hearts are right with you, our sins are confessed and repented of. Deliver us, Lord, from all of our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. Deliver us also from all spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, financial, student loan debt, student progress problems for some students. And then, Lord, deliver millions from housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, and utilities crisis due to the coronavirus plague, especially your people. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would bless and protect our family and all other families that name the name of Christ from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil. And from the demons of hell and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ and make us to be whiter than snow on the inside. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. Place, Lord, upon us today the whole arm of God. And Lord, grant me your energy, your strength, your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to preach your holy gospel and to preach your holy word and to teach your holy word throughout this morning. Save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. Glorify your holy name. Lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is in his name I do pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure, my dear friends, to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, at 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 19 to 37. And then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, wherefore goest thou also with us? Return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger and also an exile. Whereas thou camest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us, seeing I go whither I may? Return thou and take back thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with thee. And Ittai answered the king and said, as the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether, or rather, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. And David said to Ittai, go and pass over. And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook Kidron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. And lo, Zadok also and all the Levites were with him, bearing the ark of the covenant of God. And they set down the ark of God, and Abiathar went up until all of the people had done passing out of the city. And the king said unto Zadok, carry back the ark of God into the city, if I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. But if he thus say, I have no delight in thee, behold, here am I, let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. The king said also unto Zadok the priest, art not thou a seer? Return into the city in peace, and your two sons with you, Ahimaaz thy son, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. See, I will tarry in the plain of the wilderness until there come word from you to certify me. Zadok, therefore, and Abiathar carried the ark of God again to Jerusalem, and they tarried there. And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot, and all the people that was with him covered every man his head, and they went up weeping as they went up. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount where he worshipped God, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his coat rent and earth upon his head. Unto whom David said, If thou passest on with me, then thou shalt be a burden unto me. But if thou return to the city and say unto Absalom, I will be thy servant, O king, as I have been to thy father's, as I have been thy father's servant hitherto, so will I now also be thy servant. Then mayest thou for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. And hast thou not there with thee Zadok and Abiathar the priests? Pardon me. Therefore it shall be that what things soever thou shalt hear out of the king's house, thou shalt tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priests. Behold, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son, and by them ye shall send unto me everything that ye can hear. So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and I thank you so much for the power of your holy word. Help us to learn the lessons and the principles, mainly in this entire saga and story, true story, to obey your holy word at all points of our lives so as not to bring chastisement and rebuke upon us. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional Reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic book, Morning and Evening. This is the podcast. This is episode number 515. The Prince of Preachers is chosen for our devotional scripture reading today, Mark chapter 4, verse 36, which reads, And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. Ladies and gentlemen, and Dr. Spurgeon goes on to say, Jesus was the Lord High Admiral of the Sea. Jesus was the Lord High Admiral of the Sea that night, and his presence preserved the whole convoy. It is well to sail with Jesus, even though it be in a little ship. When we sail in Christ's company, we may not make sure of fair weather, for great storms may toss the vessel which carries the Lord himself, and we must not expect to find the sea less boisterous around our little boat. If we go with Jesus, we must be content to fare as he fares, and when the waves are rough to him, they will be rough to us. It is by tempest and tossing that we shall come to land, as he did before us. When the storm swept over Galilee's dark lake, all faces gathered blackness, and all hearts dreaded shipwreck. When all creature help was useless, the slumbering Savior arose, and with a word transformed the riot of the tempest into the deep quiet of calm. Then were the little vessels at rest, as well as that which carried the Lord. Jesus is the star of the sea, and though there be sorrow upon the sea, when Jesus is on it, there is joy too. May our hearts make Jesus their anchor, their rudder, their lighthouse, their lifeboat, and their harbor. His church is the Admiral's flagship. Let us attend her movements and cheer her officers with our presence. He himself is the great attraction. Let us follow ever in his wake, mark his signals, steer by his chart, and never fear while he is within hail. Not one ship in the convoy shall suffer wreck. The great Commodore will steer every bark in safety to the desired haven. By faith we will slip our cable for another day's cruise, and sail forth with Jesus into a sea of tribulation. Winds and waves will not spare us, but they all obey him, and therefore whatever squalls may occur without, faith shall feel a blessed calm within. He is ever in the center of the weather-beaten company. Let us rejoice in him. His vessel has reached the haven, and so shall ours. Glory be to God. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you once again, and we thank you for allowing us to be in your word with your choice servant, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, he being dead yet speaketh, and to be so blessed by your holy word, taught by your servant, and we give you all of the glory, the praise, and the honor. Help us never to forget this, and help us to sail on in Jesus Christ's name. Help us to sail on with you in Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, as always in the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service, we stop by the family verses. And we'll be in these three verses for 3 days. And so let's read from the family verses found in Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6. This particular passage is where God speaks to the wife. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 22 through 24. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. This is the cornerstone, my dear sisters, of your marriage house. If this is faulty, if this is not done by you, your whole marriage and family is going to be messed up. And that is a fact. And it has proven true since the beginning of marriage. And may I say to you husbands something that you have probably never heard before. Do not underestimate the power of a woman in the world. Because it was Eve who has started us, who started us on this cursed journey that we all are on right now. And her husband, hearken to her voice, and we have been in a mess ever since. So you husbands, make sure you hold your wife in check based upon the word of God. She is to be a helpmeet to you, not a ruler over you. Never, never, never. She is to submit to you in all things. You make sure that that happens. No matter if it's a struggle every day, you win that struggle and you win the war, sir. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy, but you need to be a man about it and insist on that being the case. Otherwise, your marriage will be destroyed and your family will be destroyed, and it will impact your children throughout their lifetimes. With that, let's move on, since we're going to be in this passage for 3 days at least. And let's pray for others. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for every family to obey your holy word so that they can have victory and peace and productivity in this life. For your glory, praise, and honor. We pray now, Lord, for all people. We pray for the salvation of the lost, those who don't know your Savior, the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving around the world. We pray, Holy Father God, for all people who are in government, in the ministry of government, from the President of the United States on down, across the country and around the globe. We pray for the salvation of those who are lost in government. We pray for the revival of the saved. We pray that you will fill them with your Holy Spirit and cast out the devil and the demons of hell out of their lives, that they would follow your holy word in governing, so that we all can lead a peaceful and quiet life. At the same time, Lord, let your will be done, as you have changed things in the world because of our sin in the church and in our so-called Christian families. And I thank you for it. And I pray still, Lord, be thorough with us. Break us, make us, and mold us to be what you would have us to be. And Holy Father God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, Lord, for all of your persecuted Christians around the globe. Protect them and provide for them and deliver them. Grant them your grace for their trying hours and their dying hours, if necessary, according to your will. And Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation. Or rather, we pray, Lord, for those who name the name of Christ. Help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and repent of our sins and to get back to you, our first love. Forgive us also of our sins of disobeying your great commandment and your great commission. Help us to repent of that and get back on the soul-winning firing line. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray now for all of the millions of people who are grieving and hurting because of loved ones who have died in the coronavirus plague, and many other calamities are happening simultaneously now. And Lord, we pray that you would comfort them and draw them to yourself for salvation. And we also pray for some people by name. We pray for the family and friends of Arizona resident Mark Lalua. We pray for the family and friends of Arkansas police officer Joshua Pearson. We pray for the family and friends of Scottish mother Rachel Beard. We pray for the family and friends of North Carolina resident Stephen A. Lawrence. We pray for the family and friends of Serbian resident Pavle Kostic. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, over the prayer requests that have come in. And Lord, thank you for the thousands who have sent in prayer requests. Hear and answer their prayers. Hear and answer our prayers for them. Bless them all with salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, protection, and provision blessings. And thank you for the thousands of answers to prayer. And thank you for giving us the strength to pray for each person by name repeatedly. We pray now for Nita, for her bathroom drain to get fixed so she can pass HUD, a HUD inspection. We pray for Naeem. Please bless the children at Maranatha Christian School with new uniforms. We pray for Masi. Please bless their Christmas outreach to the orphans and widows. And Lord, we pray for the people who have trusted you as Savior through the preaching of the gospel, through this ministry. And we pray not only for these few, but the thousands who have heard the gospel through this ministry and have gotten saved. We pray that you will help them all to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith. We pray for Frank, Asaka, Johan, Sona, and Chin. And Lord, we pray for those who have recommitted their lives to you by hearing the preaching of your gospel, your holy gospel, and the preaching of your holy word down through the years. As you know, Lord, this is something that I have never given an invitation for, and nor have I invited people to write in, but they have done both. They have responded to your word. It's something that you have done, and I give you the glory, praise, and honor, as everything good is done by you. We pray for Emmanuel, Edatola, Virginia, Sheridan, and Nathaniel. As well, we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and not in ours. We give you the glory and in our lives as well. We give you the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. God bless you, folks. Until next time, I'm getting ready to go preach every morning at 8 o'clock. I'm preaching the gospel and preaching the word. And so hopefully we'll see you there.
Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past and to truly repent of my sins present, and to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.